Green is brought to you by Galinda Moser of Remax. Above the crowd. Visit remaxliving.co.za.
And as always, on this at this time on a Friday morning, we say a very good morning to John Richards. Top of the morning, John.
Yeah, greetings. How are you doing there? Yeah. I'd like to illustrate what a puzzling world we inhabit and have some fun too, of course. We need a bit of fun sometimes. President Trump got a few grudging approvals in his State of the Union speech, so it's not all negative for him, mainly negative, but not all negative. He certainly didn't get approval from the sustainable energy lobby, though, when he threw the Federal Renewable Energy Office's budget under the bus and reduced it by over 70%. And he praised good old coal. Not surprising, since the coal lobby and the depressed coal mining industry support him, and they get more jobs. And we all know what he did about the climate change agreement. But it's complicated, you know. Now, I've got here a clip from a wonderful nostalgia film on the footplate of the Duke of Gloucester, one of the last passenger express steam locomotives built in Britain in the 60s, still going strong. Senior mainline driver, retired Peter Kirk, explains the mysteries of steam to adoring steam fans as he gets the mighty engine underway, hauling a special excursion train.
Now releasing the steam brake, gently opening the regulator, actuating steam, steam chest pressure just coming up, the close the cylinder drains, let her ease away nice and gently. Starting to come up now in the steam chest. Just bring the gear back a bit. Try and avoid the slips. Getting away quite nicely. Bit more back in the gear. Got a green light here. Bit of a rise away from Winchfield.
Music to the ears, isn't it? Music. Well, this is fine music radio, so for some people that's music. There were some emissions of coal smoke and soot as Peter Kirk wound the Duke of Gloucester up to 80 miles an hour on the main line. The romance for the worshippers of our outdated technology of yesteryear. The delights of YouTube. You can look it up on YouTube if you want to. Cut to the present, and a train that will produce no emissions of carbon and operate almost silently. Within a month or two, the Coradia iLint train will begin operations in Germany, trial operations in Germany. It's powered by hydrogen and could be set to revolutionize the future of rolling stock while improving the air quality. The power is provided by hydrogen fuel cells on the roof of the locomotives with lithium-ion batteries underneath to take up the slack of overproduced electricity from these fuel cells, which are very, very efficient. Hydrogen combines with oxygen from the air to produce electricity directly out of the fuel cell. The only emissions, steam or condensed water. Nothing else. The manufacturers, Alstom of France, hope that the train of the future, as they call it, will appeal to rail operators looking to replace their noisy and relatively inefficient diesel-powered units on non-electrified lines. After nearly 200 years, the railways are still going strong, keeping up to date with sustainable technology. If you want to know more, www.railway-technology.com is the really interesting blog. Well, a few notes. It's World Wetlands Day today, and despite the dearth of wet around here, or rather because of it, we should focus on wetlands and their importance. Hats off to the Western Cape Wetlands Forum and the Khayelitsha Canoe Club, who are hosting an event to celebrate urban wetlands at the Khayelitsha Wetland Park in Hlanga Road from 9 o'clock this morning. It's an attractive and, like all wetlands, important flay area vital to the upliftment of Khayelitsha. And if you want to do your bit and enjoy it to boot, join the Sunrise Beach Cleanup tomorrow at 11 o'clock onward, organised by the Beach Co-op and Psych Night. Sunrise Beach is the next along from Musenberg, in case you don't know. Sunrise Beach, iconic beach. And look, even if you're not going to do the cleanup, why not take a bag or something to the beach next time you go and do your bit and...
Just do it anyway.
Just do it anyway. All right.
Thanks very much to John Richards, and that was another edition of Being Green, our focus on the environment. And you can always listen to that again. Love the nostalgic sounds of the steam train there. You can always listen to Being Green again by going to our webpage, www.fmr.co.za, and just click on podcasts, and you'll see a list of selections come up, and click on Being Green, and you can listen to that one again. And thanks very much to Galinda Moser of Remax, Remax About the Crowd, who sponsors Being Green.
Being Green was brought to you by Galinda Moser of Remax, Above the Crowd. Visit remaxliving.co.za. Our blue planet is made up of air, water and land. Together they form the biosphere. When you add white and red to our blue planet, you get Remax. Care, consciousness and commitment. At Remax, we don't just work in the community, we live there too. That's why we are committed towards a sustainable ecosystem, skills development and training. A home is four walls. Our vision is forever. Visit remaxliving.co.za. Remax. Above the crowd.